Welcome to 91.1 WEDM Presents Let's Help, a community and public affairs show that will cover all the things you need to know. This episode was previously recorded in the 91.1 WEDM studios.
This is the 91.1 WEDM Let's Help podcast. You've got Kamara back on the Warrior Nation station. I am here with Warren Central's 9th and 10th grade family liaison, Miss LaShonda Hutchison. With an economy rising in inflation, we as a society have to face severe issues such as food insecurity, housing concerns, and financial insecurity. Today, Ms. Hutchison is here to talk a little bit about these barriers to a good quality of life. How are you doing today, Ms. Hutchison?
I am wonderful, and I'm happy to be here.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. We're going to jump straight into these questions. So first of all, Ms. Hutchison, what are some of the things you assist with within our community?
So in partnership with our wonderful Moorhead Community Resource Center, we help families that are experiencing food insecurity. They are in need of utility assistance. They're having housing concerns, especially dealing with evictions. We deal with transportation concerns. We work with a lot of partners in the community for mentor programs. We help with counseling, substance abuse counseling, domestic violence programs, and clothing needs. So we do a lot in our buildings because we actually have at least one liaison in every single one of our Warren Township schools. And we, like I said, work with our Moorhead Community Resource to just help families with whatever they may be in need of.
Already off to a great start, great resources. Okay, next question. You brought up the Moorhead Community Resource Center. What resources can be found here?
Mr. James Taylor runs the Moorhead Community Resource Center. So him and his team, they're always looking for more resources that we can provide. And as I stated, the main resources that families are really in need of, just with everything that's going on, can be food insecurity, and then like utility concerns, assistance, and then housing concerns. Those are the main things that we deal with. But like I said, we also can help with a lot of mentor programs with those great community providers because we have New Boy, we have Reach for Youth, just to name a few of them.
Okay, so can you elaborate on some of these like mentor programs like within our community? Maybe a viewer out there or a listener out there could use some of these resources.
Yes. So a lot of our students, you know, they get the counseling inside of our building, which our counselors are amazing. But sometimes they just need that extra push. They just need someone outside of the school to help them. And like I said, you know, with New Boy, Reach for Youth, MLT, which is Makita Lavelle and Tripp, you know, they come in and kind of fill in that gap between the school and the family. And I mean, they are just a tremendous resource for our families. You know, we refer them over there and kids have come back just feeling so much more empowered and just feeling really good about school and life because sometimes it just really can get to them.
Once again, great resources, very helpful things in the community, kind of to like lead our youth into a better direction, a positive direction.
Definitely.
So when do you feel it's time to reach out for help, whatever need be that help is?
So one thing I will say, prior to taking this role here at the high school, I was in elementary. Here at the high school, there is a team of people. We have our counselors, we have our interventionists, we have our deans, we have, of course, our assistant principals, and then we have our academic coaches. So everyone is very hands-on. It's a great team effort. So as soon as we find out that there is a need, it then streamlines to whoever can help with that need. Sometimes there's some overlap because everyone wants to help. But as soon as we find out what that need is, we're on it and trying to get that parent, get that family, whatever they may need immediately. And like I said, with our Moorhead Community Resource Center, they're amazing with getting those referrals and taking care of them, you know, as soon as possible.
That's great that, like, everywhere you turn, there's always going to be somebody you can reach out to.
Yes.
Whatever problem that is, whether it's, like, counseling, you need a counselor, or you have clothing needs, utility assistant, bills are getting high. Like, there's always somebody to turn to within the community, and that's great.
Yes.
For our listeners to know. Okay, so do you feel that these resources are overused or underused?
I definitely think that they're underused because this position just pretty much came about in 2021. So in that first year, we were basically just trying to figure out how to get the information out to the families to let them know that we're here. I think here, now that we're in year three, I think that parents and families know a lot more about us. We're a lot more visible in our buildings, and our role is a lot more defined. So now that parents know that we're here to help, we're here to bridge that gap between the school and family and just be an extra layer of support, I think that the resources are definitely being used a lot more. But I definitely think that some families just are still unaware. So it's just taking, you know, time to make sure that they're informed on, hey, we are here to help. And I think that Warren Township does a great job in making sure that the right people are in the right places to, you know, support our families.
Yes, always want to be in the loop. Knowing better is doing better. So how would someone spread the word that these resources are available? Because a lot of people, like you said, they don't know that these resources are here and able to be used, like right where home is, right within our community.
I think that word of mouth is always going to be huge. You know, if you have something bad that happens, that spreads a lot faster than when something good happens. So I think that just, you know, being visible at events, you know, making sure that parents are reading those parent square messages, making sure that, you know, we're just providing positive experiences so that, you know, we continue to make it a positive impact on our families and make sure that they're passing the word on, you know what, I was in a really tough space and Warren Central helped me with that. You know, the liaison helped me with that. My counselor, my student or my child's counselor helped me with that. Or just the dean helped me with that. And like I said, over here, it's very hands-on. We have so many people that are willing to help. So I think that just continuing that help and that assistance and that positive experience is going to go a very long way.
Yes, these resources are great. They're very helpful, and they're right here within the community. There is no reason nobody should, like, know about these resources if you need them. Right. What advice do you have for someone who may be afraid to reach out for help?
I think that, you know, when you're going through, you know, food insecurity and trying to figure out where how you're going to feed your child, or your lights are cut off, or you're in the process of being evicted, it can be an embarrassing situation. You know, we, the liaison team specifically, we try to be a safe space for families to know that, hey, we're here to help you. And whatever we are able to do for you, we will do for you as long as we know. So I think that, you know, just making it comfortable for them to feel like they can come to us and talk to us about, you know, whatever they may go on, whatever they may have going on. Because, you know, a lot of times families hear from schools when it's something negative. You know, when they're able to come to us and we're able to provide something positive, because when the family is successful, the student is successful. A lot of times students are going through things and we as, you know, educators don't necessarily know why that student is acting like that. But they may not have food at home. Their lights may be cut off. Their water may be cut off. Those kind of things. So if we're able to, you know, fill in and see how we can help, I think that that then makes the family a lot stronger. And a lot of times that first call is a little difficult for families because then they have to admit that, you know, maybe they hit a hard time, and we've all hit hard times.
Yes.
But after, you know, having that conversation and then talking to our wonderful Moorhead team, you know, parents will come back and say, you know, I hear all the time, I'm so thankful for what Warren provides. And, you know, you guys helped me get my lights back on, or you help me find a safer location, or, you know, so I think that, like I said, making that first call can be difficult, and we totally understand that, but we want families to feel comfortable and safe enough to come to us so that we are able to help.
Yes, it's just getting over that hump of feeling embarrassed.
Definitely.
You just reach out for help if you need it.
Right.
So how can, like, say I'm a student, how could a student, a parent, a teacher, a community member point someone in the direction of helpful resources if they need it?
So we have now the Help Me app. So if you check that, that also can direct you to where you may need, you know, where someone can help you in need. You can always contact the school. The school will then get you to me if you cannot reach me directly. But mainly, just speak up. Someone will direct you to where you need to go. I talk to students all the time, and, you know, they say, hey, this is kind of what's going on in my house. And at that point, I am like, okay, let's try to figure this out. Let's try to get some sort of assistance, whatever that may look like. So, like I said, that first contact is the main thing about, you know, just make that contact and we'll get you wherever you need to go.
Right, right. So I have no more questions. Ms. Hutchison, is there anything you want to add?
Yes. So we now have a program that we are starting up here under Principal Taylor. It's called GPS, and that stands for Guardians Providing Support. With that, families, guardians are able to, you know, come in and assist us with, you know, being volunteer their time to support our events and being just an extra layer of support for our students and community. It's a great program, so be on the lookout for that. We would love to have families and parents and guardians sign up for that. There will be more information coming out about it, but I just wanted to be the first one to say, look out for GPS, Guardians Providing Support.
Oh, man, the resources just keep coming
yes.
in. Warren Township is great.
Yes.
The yeah. resources.
Look, I'm a Warren grad, so, you know,
the resources
I'm just saying.
Just coming in. Thank you to Ms. Hutchison for coming on the show. We have many more helpful episodes in the works coming soon. This is Kamara Mason signing off until the next time.